So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hola, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another episode. My name is Adam Roa, and I am coming to you now from Mexico. I am down here about to embark on an iboga journey. And for those of you who are not familiar with iboga, you may have heard of ibogaine. It is a plant medicine from Africa. It is a root, and it is, from all accounts, very intense. And it's interesting because I received the call to this medicine about a year and a half ago and just knew that it was coming and had my fears around it and was just waiting until it was a very clear and obvious, okay, now's the time to go. And so I received that message about January of this year and then began the search for where I felt like was the best place for me to do it. And I spoke to about four different facilitators before finally ultimately deciding to come down here to Mexico and do a 2-week full-blown initiation. And yeah, it's a powerful medicine that is very, very effective for treating addiction. And so that's where you see these ibogaine clinics that are incredibly effective at treating opioid addiction, alcoholism, etc. And I've heard statistics that Alcoholics Anonymous is effective at long-term sobriety in the single-digit percentile, so like 7 or 8% effective, meaning 92% or whatever of people who go through the protocol at some point relapse. And ibogaine, the statistics I've heard, are around like 45% effective after one treatment. And so, yeah, it's incredibly effective for that specifically. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here for psycho-spiritual reasons. I'm here because, quite honestly, I received guidance to come here. And when I say that, I mean my intuition. That little voice in your head. And if you can hear it right now in my voice, I'm this really interesting energy, because a lot of times I've gone into medicine ceremonies feeling like I knew exactly why I was there and feeling like I had very clear intentions and even goals and hoping to receive certain information. And with this, I have an idea, but even that idea has come through in almost like messages, like, hey, this is why I want you to come here. And so, yeah, it's a really interesting place to be. And something that a lot of people don't realize about ceremonies like this is the moment that you're committed, the ceremony begins. And so when I ultimately finally just said, okay, it's happening, it's I'm doing it, there was a wellspring of emotion. I would go into my morning meditations and there were tears that would flow and I had no idea why. My life right now, I feel so blessed. I feel so crystal clear on the next few steps, and that's a real blessing. And so it's interesting to me to be heading into what many call the most intense medicine that you can go into, and feel like it's not even really fully my choice. I'm not seeking something necessarily. It's more like answering a call. And so this musing today, I was really trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to talk about. And what I decided that I'd like to do is use this musing as a checkpoint, even. I'm going to answer some questions with what is true for me. Like, what is true for me today, answering these questions. And then I'm going to answer the same questions on the other side of this journey and see what's true for me then. See if a lot has changed. Maybe it's the exact same answers. I actually have no idea. This is an experiment. And I retain the right to completely abandon the experiment. It is my podcast, after all. But I was coming up with all these different questions and really thinking, okay, what would be really valuable for people to hear? And in truth, the questions that I want to ask are checkpoints. They're the who, what, where, when, why, right? We learned that in school. And so, who are you? What are you? Where are you? When are you? Why are you? And I really encourage all of you to ask yourselves the same questions and just get inventory, you know, get clear for yourself about this point in time, this very specific point in your life that'll never happen again, and take stock of this information and what's true for you. And I haven't actually answered these questions. I just came up with them 15 minutes ago after a beautiful dip into the ocean. And so what I'm going to do now is just ask the question and see what comes through me in the moment to answer them. And I thank you for listening. So the first question is, who are you? Well, my name is Adam Roa. And I'm an infinite being having this human experience, seeking to understand the reasons why I'm here. And how to find the most joy. That's who I am. What are you? What am I? Human? Flawed? Perfect? God? I am the universe. Just like all of you, I am the universe. I'm a fractal of the whole. I'm an intricate, infinitely complex piece of the puzzle. That's what I am. Third question, where are you? I'm in Mexico. I am in Mexico. And I am at a... I am at what feels like the end of a chapter. It's interesting that I even say it that way. I don't say the beginning of a new chapter. I say it feels like the end of a chapter. I don't know why I say that. That's how I feel. That's where I feel where I am right now. When are you? I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to release. I'm ready to release any and all attachments. I'm ready to release any and all identities I've known myself to be. I'm ready to surrender myself to spirit even more deeply, and in so doing, trust in more than I can see. And I'm ready to love and allow myself to be loved more deeply than ever before. It's interesting when I say that, some emotion comes up. And that's fascinating to notice because, like I said, I'm feeling so content in my life. So blessed. And yet there's so much emotion under the surface that I have no idea where it comes from. It's just there. And the last question is, why are you? Why not? Why not? Why am I? To play. To have fun. To have this human experience. To remember. To remember I don't even know what. More depth, to remember more truth, to remember more of who I actually am. And to love. It sounds so corny, but honestly, there's nothing that feels better than love in all its forms. So why not make life about love? Truly, deeply experiencing, sharing, giving love in all its forms. I believe that's why I am. And that's my who, what, where, when, and why, folks. And at this moment in time, I'm committed to doing this again on the other side of my journey. which for those of you who aren't aware, it includes about 30 something hours laying down, really unable to move, deep in the medicine. And the integration on the other side of that for many days, perhaps many months. Who knows who I'll be? Who knows what I'll be or where I'll be or when I'll be or why I'll be? That's the reason why I'm asking these questions. I'll have some form of reference. And because I love all of you so much, I'm letting you behind the curtain, letting you see me in this fully authentic, fully vulnerable state at the end of a chapter. And quite possibly, when I record the next one, you'll be hearing me at the beginning of the chapter that comes after this one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey. I'll see you on the other side. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.